This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Illinois Congressman Don Manzullo, who represents the land of Lincoln's 16th congressional district. That district is in northwestern Illinois, home of Thompson, Illinois, where the federal government has announced that at least 100 Guantanamo detainees will eventually be housed as a prison facility there is taken over by the federal government. And the congressman is here to explain why he is opposed to including detainees in the refurbishment of this federal facility. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
So you like the idea of a federal prison being in your district, not the detainees. Why?
Well, first of all, this prison was built for Illinois prisoners several years ago. It's never been populated. And we've been trying to encourage the state of Illinois to open it for Illinois prisoners, or at the minimum, lease it or sell it to the federal government so that the economic development that does come with the prison would in fact take place. But now we're faced with a situation where the federal government wants to take over this prison and not close Gitmo, but transfer it. And there's the huge significance in there. The reason that's given for supposedly closing down Gitmo is that it serves as the number one tool for training for terrorists, and because terrorists hate it so much. In an interview that I had in my office, lasted over 2 hours, with Phil Carter, who was the undersecretary at the Department of Defense for these detainees, I asked him a question. I said, well, who are these people? He said, they are all Al-Qaeda and Taliban. And he said, of the 215 or so that are there, 90 were ready to be repatriated, but their countries won't take them because they're too dangerous. 30 to 40 are ready for either a military tribunal or a trial in federal court. And the rest, somewhere between, maybe 90 and 130, would come to the United States. But these people are so incorrigible that they will not be given a trial of any type, either military tribunal or a federal court trial. And I said, all right. And I said, now, what's to keep the threat presently at Guantanamo from transferring to Thompson, Illinois? And he said, well, there obviously will be an increase in security risk at Thompson. He said, however, we have no way of analyzing or quantifying the extent of that threat, but we feel confident that Department of Defense, working with local authorities, could manage the risk. And I was shocked. I said, wait a second. If you have no way of knowing the extent of the risk, I said, then how can you possibly move Gitmo to Thompson, Illinois? Gitmo's at the tip of Cuba. It's got water and sharks around it. Thompson, a prison, has melon fields, hay, corn and beans around it. And then my concern is not just something I made up, but it's the very same argument that Sebelius made when she was governor of Kansas, and she wrote successfully to President Obama and said, we don't want those Gitmo terrorists at Leavenworth, not that they would break out, but the fact that they would serve as a magnet and make the area around Fort Leavenworth unsafe. So, and then Senator Lieberman has the same thoughts about bringing Gitmo terrorists to the United States, along with Senator Jim Webb of Virginia. He's the former Secretary of the Navy. These are all Democrats. And so that's our main concern.
Congressman, in addition to potentially drawing those of a radical inclination to that area around Thompson, I also read in your statement that you're concerned about the radicals in prison being recruiters of other inmates there who aren't from Guantanamo. In other words, other federal inmates could be radicalized. How concerned are you about that?
That actually goes on. FBI has a program on radicalization. That would be if the Gitmo terrorists were mainstreamed with the other federal prisoners at Thompson. That would not happen, except it's very possible that as director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, Harvey Lappin told me, if Kahid Sheikh Mohammed is convicted in New York courts, that person could be sent to to federal prison in Thompson, but that would have to be on the federal side because that person would be considered to be a federal prisoner, not a military prisoner. So, I mean, we have all these unanswered questions, Greg, and the more questions that we ask, the fewer answers we get.
Finally, talk a little bit more about the legal aspects here. You also said in your statement that just having those detainees on American soil affords them rights.
That's correct.
And explain what concerns you about that and how you think that might play out.
Well, once you set foot on American soil, you have all the rights of a person who's here legally or illegally. I mean, that's the nature of our system, and that's the way it should be. The no less than four full committees of the House of Representatives requested information from the relevant governmental agencies concerning the move, the nature of the terrorists, the cost, et cetera. More particularly, Lamar Smith, a member of Congress from Texas, who is the senior Republican member on the House Judiciary Committee, had requested that the Department of Justice advise committee members and members of Congress and the public as a whole, what additional constitutional, legal, and treaty rights the Gitmo detainees would pick up once they come to U.S. soil. You would think that people who have a liberal background would want the freest flow of information possible, wouldn't you, Greg? You know, everything should be open. Well, guess what? All four of those committees, all the inquiries that were set forth, were all shot down by the majority members, saying that they didn't want any of this, the official information sent to members of Congress or the committee as a whole. This be all unclassified information. Then to make it even worse, Congress has about a 22% approval rating. I would give it zero, because in the giant omnibus appropriations bill, 1,300 pages, tucked in there were half a dozen pages that give the President of the United States the authority to move Gitmo to the United States, but the President has to come up with specific findings as to why Gitmo is being closed, the rationale behind it, the cost involved, the security threat of the Gitmo detainees to Americans, and the threat to America homeland as a whole by moving Gitmo to the United States. The problem is that information is all classified, can only be shared with members of Congress, and the American public will never know the extent of the threat, the cost, et cetera. This should all be public information so the American people can make a decision as to whether or not they want to bring those terrorists to this country.
Well, Congressman, bringing those to light, we'll see if some of that information is, in fact, disseminated publicly. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. Illinois Congressman Don Manzullo represents his state's 16th congressional district and represents the area around Thompson, Illinois, where more than 100 Guantanamo detainees will be headed if the administration follows through on its announcement from earlier this week. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.